Robert Haley stars as Charlie McMahon in All for One.
Another gun.
We can't find it.
You have to. Forensics is taking the squad apart, right?
They haven't even found bullets.
Look, there were gunshots. I dove for cover, and when I hit the floor, my gun went off.
So you didn't shoot Jimmy intentionally?
No.
Why did you have your weapon out?
It was dark. I was investigating a stabbing. There were people all around, noises, like threats.
So you believed you were in danger?
If I didn't, I wouldn't have drawn my weapon.
Will Scott Parker back your story?
Well, he was there. Look, I'm telling you the truth.
Don't worry, Malcolm. You'll get through this. We're all behind you, and the union...
I'm not sure I want to get through it.
What do you mean?
I killed an unarmed kid. And I'm not sure I should have been in there at all.
I assigned you.
I talked you into it, and maybe we were wrong.
No. Charlie, can you...
Look, Malcolm, I understand how you feel. I've been through it. Don't blame yourself.
And don't say or do anything stupid.
Just stick to the facts as you remember them and let SIU sort it out.
Let SIU sort it out. That would be a first.
We'll find the other gun. And the shooter.
Yeah, we've got every kid that was in that squad in custody, and one of them will crack.
What about the girl?
Rena?
Yeah. Any sign of her yet?
Not so far.
You gotta get on that, Charlie, because I've got a bad feeling.
A bad feeling?
Her friend disappeared. Now she's gone. Jimmy said he didn't hurt her, but I've got a bad feeling.
I want those kids released.
Sorry, Mr. Parker, but the owner wants them charged for trespassing.
They're all still in custody for trespassing?
We're checking for outstanding warrants. A lot of runaways.
Right. So it's back to the foster home. Or worse, their parents.
That's the drill.
I know these kids. Most of them have a damn good reason why they ran away.
It is possible social services can help.
Now, give me a break.
Look, the squat is boarded up. There's a security guard posted up front.
Their home is gone, Scott, and throwing them back out on the street won't help.
Besides, we've got some other problems to deal with. The two missing girls, Jimmy's shooting.
Malcolm said he was fired on.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
There's a flashlight shining in our faces. Malcolm pulls his gun and suddenly the light goes out. That's when the shooting starts.
How many guns?
I don't know, man. The way Sam bounces around in that old warehouse, one gun, two, three. I was just trying to find some cover.
Right, thanks.
What about the kids?
If I can help, I will.
I told you. I don't know anything about any gun.
Fine, let's move on. What do you know about Rena and Cinnamon?
Who?
The two missing girls. Rena, she's the one carrying your kid, and Cinnamon, she's the one you dumped Rena for.
I don't know where you guys get this kind of stuff.
The other kids in the silent squat? All of them.
I hardly knew those two chicks.
Come on, Gordon.
Wouldn't you like to just give him a whack?
He's a charmer, isn't he?
Hey, my name is Rebar.
Your name is Gordon Taylor, and you've got an ugly rap sheet for a 17-year-old punk.
Rebar. That's his street name. He likes beating on kids with hunks of steel.
What's on his rap sheet?
He's from B.C. Assault, robbery, so on. In and out of juvie and the mental institution.
I'm waiting.
When did he get to Toronto?
Showed up about a year ago. The kids say some gas sniffers moved into the squad. They were defecating all over the place, and Rena couldn't stop them. Rebar came in with his piece of pipe, and they were history.
Why'd you break up with Rena?
So he was Rena's master of arms.
More like a squat goon.
Woman disrespected me.
How'd she do that?
Wouldn't get rid of that thing.
You wanted her to terminate her pregnancy?
It was time for me to move on anyway. Me and Cinnamon were going to Montreal as soon as she could make some cash.
He dumps Rena because she won't have an abortion. And pimps out Cinnamon to pay for their trip. Charming.
You worried about Rena?
She doesn't matter. I got bigger issues.
Like what?
We're done here.
We're done when I say we're done.
You talked to the Special Investigations Unit yet?
They're interviewing the witnesses first. And this guy's the prime suspect on the girls.
Why do you want to leave town?
We're done here.
You can talk to me or you can talk to...
We are done here. We're done. We are done. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me anymore. I don't want any more questions. We are done.
I'm done here too. Jolene's got lots of help if she needs it. Let's get some lunch.
Well, Rebar's a mess, and no help at all.
If we don't find that other gun, SIU is going to eat Malcolm alive.
Yep.
Excuse me, Deputy Chief McPhee?
Yes, ma'am.
Sheila Taylor, I want to talk to you about my son, Gordon.
Gordon?
Taylor, from the squad.
We were just... Oh, yeah, sure.
Is he all right?
Yeah, fine. Look, Mrs. Taylor, we were just on our way to lunch and...
Could I join you?
It wouldn't be...
Because I've heard about the missing girls, and knowing Gordon, he's not going to tell you anything unless I can convince him. There are things you need to know about my son. Things that may help. Please.
Couldn't do any harm, Kurt.
Okay, fine.
Good. There's an excellent trattoria just a few blocks from here. Il Fortunato. I read about it in my Michelin.
A guidebook?
I've never been here before, and it's a big city to be alone in, looking for your son. It's very hard for me to talk about Gordon.
We're starting to get a sense of what you've been through with him. Just keep going.
Thank you, Charlie. Gordon was a very sensitive child. Painfully shy until the assault.
He was assaulted?
Sexually assaulted when he was only 11. That's the root of all the problems. After that, everything started to go wrong.
I'm sorry. Was his assailant...
A woman, if you can believe it. She was charged and convicted for assaults on some other children, but... The trauma was so great, I didn't want Gordon to have to relive it all. I didn't go to the police, and... I'm afraid that was a terrible mistake.
It's hard to know what to do in a situation like that.
Yes, it is. By the time he turned 13, he was getting into trouble. His temper is uncontrollable. But if you look at the individual incidents, there is a significant pattern.
And what's that?
He gets in trouble protecting girls. If he feels a girl is threatened, he... Well, I think perhaps he's capable of anything, and I just want to get him back into the hospital as soon as I can.
Where was he being treated?
The Fredericks Institute. It's the best on the West Coast. Expensive, but his father can afford it.
How does your husband feel about Gordon's problems?
My husband abandoned us both. She was young, attractive, ambitious. What do you call them? Trophy wives. I made him pay.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. We deserve better. Anyway, it's impossible to believe Gordon would hurt those girls. It violates his psychological profile.
I see. Well, if that's it...
It is significant, Inspector McPhee.
Could be. But I should be getting back. Got a meeting with SIU in about 15 minutes.
I'll call you later in the day, see what's happened.
Sure. Nice to meet you, ma'am.
That didn't go well, did it?
He's got a lot on his mind. And in any case, he can't do anything until we know for certain what happened to those girls.
Then Gordon will have to be released. Good. I've made arrangements for him to be released into my custody. I'll take him back to the Institute. You know, it took me the better part of a year to track him to Toronto.
You're lucky to have found him.
I'm a very determined woman. So, you're not needed back at work?
Well, I'm retired. I just kind of stumbled into this case.
Well, given that you're retired, maybe you might give me a little more of your time after dessert.
Sure. What can I do for you?
As I said, I've never been to Toronto before, and I'm hoping you can show me around.
Oh. I thought you wanted me to do something. You know, with Gordon.
Oh, Gordon's in custody. He can't get into any trouble for the moment, and... To tell you the truth, it's such a relief to know he's off the street. I feel like celebrating.
Yes, I know, Louie. I'm sorry I'm late. Yes, I'll get the kibble and tell you what. To make up for my gross misbehavior, catnip. I was out with a very attractive blonde from Vancouver. No, it's not what you think. But there's something kind of infectious about her in a Vivian Lee, Gone with the Wind kind of way. And she wouldn't let me go.
Yeah, I got this clock. And...
Charlie, it's Betty. Scott just got in. He told me Malcolm's been suspended. It's a terrible thing. I hope you're talking to him. Charlie, please call me. Soon.
Hi, yes. Do you sell the kind of clock that...
Hi, Charlie. If you're looking for me, call home.
Mr. McMahon? I have an 18-inch dealer, and I'm wondering...
Charlie, you said you'd check in. Malcolm's suspended. Still no gun. But that girl, Cinnamon, a hiker in the Rouge River Valley found her. Dead. Call me.
Hello?
Betty, it's me.
They found one of the girls, Charlie.
Yeah, I know.
It was on the news. Scott's gone down to the drop-in. The kids will be confused. Need help.
Yeah, I suppose. Some of them.
You haven't called me.
No, I thought you needed some space.
I care about you, Charlie.
Yeah, same here. But you care about him, too.
Yes, I do.
All these confused emotions. It's hard to sort out, eh?
Yes. Have you talked to Malcolm?
No, I was just going to phone him.
Take care of him. Nobody knows what he's going through better than you.
Right. Betty.
Yes?
Nothing. Just... Good night.
Hello?
Jolene? I was calling Malcolm.
Malcolm, it's Charlie.
How's it going?
Fine. I just heard about what happened.
My suspension? Yeah, a disaster, but it'll be fine once we get this case sorted out. You heard they found a body?
Yeah. Cinnamon.
She was shot. And then messed up pretty bad.
Yeah, and from what we saw of her boyfriend, Rebar, I figured it was his gun did the shooting. Same as at the squad. So, all we gotta do is solve this murder, and I'm off the hook.
Yeah. But I've gotta tell you, his mother claims we're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah. Kirk filled us in.
What did he think?
He thought mothers aren't real well equipped to judge the nature of their only son's psychosis.
Hmm, good point.
Yeah, anyway, I'm on the national database looking for similar unsolved murders in B.C.
Since that's where Rebar came from.
Anything I can do at the moment?
Tonight? I don't think so.
We'll call you in the morning, bring you up to speed.
Sure. Malcolm, hang in there.
I'm fine. Well, actually that's a lie, but I'll work my way through it. See ya.
Eureka.
We found it.
A case in Vancouver?
5 street kids, all of them shot execution style and mutilated. The same way as our Vic.
The killings took place over 3 years, with a big gap in the middle that corresponds with the time Rebar was in the hospital.
The last one happened about a month after he escaped, and nothing after he shows in Toronto.
That's pretty damaging.
Yeah.
More good news. Forensics found a couple of bullets in the ceiling beams at the squat. They're 32 ACPs, the same caliber as the bullets they recovered from Cinnamon.
But still no gun.
No. But forensics figures it's got to be one of those little semi-automatics.
They say the best bet's a Kel-Tec P-32. They're tiny, lightweight. I thought maybe it could have been missed when they searched the kids leaving the squad.
But the officers in charge say no way.
So what's the next move?
Kirk wants to look at Rebar's medical, see if there's anything in there that can help the case, or clear the kid.
You think his mom will release them?
Can't do any harm to ask. I'll give her a call.
It's beautiful.
No, really?
Really? It's full of order, and it's very comforting.
I just barely got it straightened out.
Why clocks?
I don't know. Maybe because everything has to fit together perfectly or nothing works at all.
I can see how that would appeal to a detective.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess there's some similarities. But the real world hardly ever makes the same kind of sense.
Yes. I suppose the inner workings of the human heart are a good deal more complicated. I wanted to give you Gordon's records, Charlie, but I just can't do it.
But now a body's been found, he's the prime suspect. And as long as that's the case, they won't let you take him back to Vancouver.
He'd see it as the final betrayal. And if he's ever going to get better, trusting me is going to be a big part of his recovery.
Sure. I understand.
I think you do. Because you really listen. That's a rare feature in a man, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to make it into a habit.
It's a habit that needs to be rewarded.
Charlie, I need to... Oh.
Betty. Betty, this is Sheila.
Hello. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
No. Come in. What's happening? Why did you come over here?
It can wait till morning. I should have called.
No, Betty, wait. What is it?
I just wanted you to know Scott is moving out.
Excuse me, are you talking about Scott Parker? That fellow from the drop-in center?
That's right.
Handsome, isn't he? A real stud.
I beg your pardon?
That didn't come out right, did it? I meant to say, he's a very attractive man. He was kind to my son as well. We discussed his situation the day before, all the problems.
Listen, Sheila, I think Betty and I need to talk.
I see. You want me to go?
I'm sorry, but I can call you a cab.
No need. I'll hail one on the corner. Excuse me, Betty, if I'd known Mr. McMahon was involved, I wouldn't have made such a fool of myself. Night.
Betty, I thought it was over, and she was...
I told you I needed time, not that it was over.
Oh, for God's sake, you let your ex move in.
He slept in Billy's room.
Did you tell him?
Why do you think he's leaving?
Betty, come back here.
So she's okay?
Bit shaken up, but okay.
Okay, good. Here's the thing, Charlie. The slug we recovered from your door, it's a .32 ACP, same as the one we found in the ceiling of the squat, and the girl.
No, that makes no sense. Where's the link?
Scott. He was in Vancouver when the other murders happened, and working with street kids.
He had contact with Rena, and for all we know, Cinnamon.
Well, I know, but...
And we also know he talked enough to Rivar to have a pretty good idea who we'd suspect. And the capper... Betty told him about you and her son.
Yeah, sure, but I mean, if that's the motivation, why wasn't he shooting at me?
You were both in the doorway. But more to the point, the guy likes to hurt women.
Look, Charlie, we couldn't figure out how that gun got out of the squad. Everybody was searched, right?
Right.
Wrong. Scott was with me. He wasn't searched.
This is perfect. My ex is going out with this ex-cop, I move in on her, and suddenly I'm a serial killer on a rampage?
But the timing's right, and you were the only one who could have carried a gun out of the squat.
The gun that shot Cinnamon. So, show it to me.
We'll find it.
Or plant it.
We wouldn't do that.
Well, you're going to have to do something, because all of this will amount to zip in front of a judge, and you know it.
You just found out your wife was romantically involved with a police officer who shot your son.
Look, I never knew the kid. I feel guilty about all that now, but he's an abstract concept. I can't get crazy behind that.
That's kind of cold.
And brutally honest.
And as for Charlie, I spent more than 10 years inside. You learn that mistakes get made, people die. I understand that. It breaks my heart, but I understand it. I've learned how to make amends, and I've learned how to forgive.
You think he did it, Charlie?
Nobody else could have taken the gun out of the squad.
And that's your story.
That's the truth.
So what's happening with Gordon, anyway?
They're releasing him into his mother's custody.
Look, I still have a lot of kids need help with this asylum squad bus, so no hard feelings. But if you've got nothing more, I'm out of here.
I'll just get out of here, Mother.
Not if you take your medication, Gordy. If you take your medication, you'll be fine.
I don't do medication. I need you to leave me alone.
When I leave you alone, you get into trouble. Because of the girls.
That's not trouble. That's called love. You're the one called trouble.
You see, that's the problem. You get everything backwards all the time.
Mrs. Taylor.
What happened to Sheila?
Sheila. I'm sorry about last night.
Doesn't matter. It's what I've learned to expect.
Yeah. Anyway, you got your boy back?
Of course I did. I always get you back, don't I, Gordon?
We're done here.
That's right, we are. If you'll excuse me, Mr. McMahon. It's your loss, anyway.
I'm getting done here.
That's Sheila Taylor?
Yeah?
The night Jimmy got shot, she was there.
What?
She was in a silent squad. When we were clearing the place out after the shooting, she showed up looking for her son.
You don't look surprised to see me.
Yeah, well, I don't think our Betty's quite done with you yet.
Really?
That's him, eh? The picture on the dresser?
Billy, yeah. Look, Scott, I'm so sorry. It was an accident, but
Hey, man. She forgave you. Hell, she forgave me, too. If she can forgive you, I guess I've got to do the same.
I appreciate it. Look, you met Sheila Taylor, right? Rebar's mother?
Yeah, sure. She's been hanging around the drop-in asking about her son. He's been dodging her, and she needed some help. We had a long talk.
What did you think of her?
Good-looking woman. Kind of flirted with me, I think, but it was weird. I'm not sure what I think of her. I ended up doing most of the talking.
Yeah? What about?
Oh, Vancouver mostly, my work there, some of my background, how I just come to town.
Did you say you'd been in the joint?
I don't make a secret of it.
Did you see her the night of the raid on the squat?
Yeah, when the kids were getting the shakedown. She came in looking for Rebar. I asked her how she got past the cops out front, and she said she came in the back way.
Yeah. Wait a minute. There is no back way.
Hey, you're right. Every entrance to that building is barred shut and boarded up, except for that one basement door.
Hello? Malcolm. Charlie, it's Malcolm. He needs to talk to you.
Thanks. Hello, Malcolm, what do you got?
You know how Mrs. Taylor found the Fredericks Institute?
No, how?
She was a patient.
What?
She went there to recover from the shock after her ex-husband and his second bride passed away.
Passed away? What happened to them?
Well, it was ruled a murder-suicide. Both shot, the woman mutilated. Same M.O. as Cinnamon. And this just in? Rebar and Sheila are booked on this morning's train to Vancouver.
Why the train?
Nobody checks for weapons when you get on a train.
Call Jolene. I'll meet you at the station.
She's already on her way. Departure time's in half an hour. See you there.
So?
I need to get to the train station. No time to explain. I'll be back.
This is, like, too great. I feel like I'm finally in a Hitchcock film.
Just keep your eye on the ball, kid.
Now boarding.
You're not carrying a gun, are you?
No.
Sudbury.
Good.
Winnipeg.
There she is. Next car down.
Great. We bust her, and odds are she's got a little gun in her purse.
One problem. She sees you coming down that aisle, she's going to pull that little gun out of her purse. And the car is full of civilians.
You got a better idea?
No, even a slightly safer idea.
Which is?
I talk real fast, get real close, and snatch the purse.
The train's pulling out.
Then we're getting on.
Would you like a hot dog, dear?
I want a beer.
Oh, you're never going to get another beer, Rebar.
Sheila?
Charlie, what are you doing?
I just couldn't let it end that way. Kirk told me you were taking the train home, so I thought... Isn't this the stupidest, most romantic thing you've ever heard of?
It certainly is. Gordon, hand me my purse, dear.
No way, lady.
Grab it. No. Gordon, help me.
We're done here.
You'll never get away with this.
He got it.
God bless those geniuses down in forensics. It's a Kel-Tec P-32, semi-automatic, 32 ACP ammo. You're a caller, Jolene.
Sheila Taylor, you're under arrest for the murder of Cinnamon Doe.
Jones, Her name was Cinnamon Jones.
Gordy, be still now.
I thought, maybe if I got far enough away, Mom would leave me and them alone. But I was wrong.
He's very disturbed, Charlie. You know that.
Mom's the only one who can love me. That's what she said.
You, shut up.
Ever since I was 11. And when Dad found out, he left us both.
We're done here, Gordon. Do you hear me? We're done here.
We're done here?
No. She's done. For good.
Hi, Betty. Sorry, I know it's late, but I thought you'd want to know what happened.
Yes, I do.
Sheila Taylor was carrying the murder weapon. She confessed.
What was she doing in the squad?
Trying to get her son.
But why did she fire?
Malcolm was a cop. He was making an arrest. She was afraid she'd be questioned or searched. And the gun, she'd already used it to shoot Cinnamon and probably Rena. She panicked, thought firing a few rounds would create the kind of chaos she'd need to slip away.
And it worked.
In the short term, yeah. Where's Scott?
He's gone. Moved. To his new place.
Oh, good. Then...
Well, you said you'd be coming back. To tell me what happened?
Yeah, well, that's what I said. But we both know... I was coming back for you.
Been listening to All for One, this final episode of The Old Guy by Paul Ledoux. Featured in the cast tonight, Robert Haley as Charlie McMahon, Ryan Rogerson as Malcolm, Karen Glaive as Jolene, William Colgate as Kirk McPhee. With them, you also heard Arlene Duncan as Betty Parker, Phila Bacon as Scott Parker, Corey Sevier as Rebar Taylor, and Gabrielle Jones as Sheila Taylor. The music was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The recording engineer was Joe Mahoney. Sound effects were by Matt Wilcott. Colleen Woods was the associate producer. The program was produced and directed by Bill Howell, the executive producer of the Mystery Project. I'm Bob Bolding, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.